From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. President Obama says now that the U.S. economy is growing again, the biggest challenge is adding jobs. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
President Obama plans to outline a number of initiatives tomorrow aimed at encouraging employers to put people back to work. He says while the economy is now moving in the right direction, the job market has yet to recover.
Companies shed jobs very quickly, partly induced by the panic of what was happening on Wall Street, and they are still tentative about hiring back all those people who were laid off.
The White House cautions the new initiatives will not amount to a second stimulus program. Instead, the president is considering modest efforts to promote small business lending, for example, or encourage improvements in home energy efficiency. The administration might try to finance these ideas with money left over from the unpopular bank bailout program. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.
The United Nations Climate Conference in Copenhagen is now underway, with the U.S. taking a major step toward curbing global greenhouse gas emissions ahead of President Obama's arrival. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency has ruled that greenhouse gases endanger human life. That gives the agency the power to regulate them without legislation from Congress. A record 15,000 participants from 190 countries are attending the climate change summit. Senate Republicans reacted angrily today after a Democratic Majority Leader Harry Reid compared their resistance to a Democratic health care overhaul to those lawmakers who once opposed abolishing slavery. The Senate's been debating the Democrats' health care bill for 8 straight days now with no end in sight. More from NPR's David Wellner.
Senate Majority Leader Reid declared that rather than joining Democrats on the right side of history, all Republicans could do is say, slow down, stop everything, let's start over.
You think you've heard these same excuses before? You're right. When this country belatedly recognized the wrongs of slavery, there were those who dug in their heels and said, slow down. It's too early. Let's wait.
That comparison drew a swift rebuke from Oklahoma's Tom Coburn, a Republican who's also a physician.
I think it's beneath the dignity of the majority leader, one. I think it's beneath the dignity of the Senate to make any type of outlandish claim similar to what was made on the Senate floor this morning. And I personally am insulted by the majority leader.
Reid's comparison of Republicans to anti-abolitionists was not included in a transcript of his speech. David Wellner, NPR News. The Capitol.
This gives new meaning to the term surfs up. Forecasters in Hawaii say they expect waves as high as 50 feet could come pounding ashore tomorrow. Spectacular waves, which are being forecast for Oahu's north shore, are being driven by some Pacific storms. If the waves are high enough, the big wave surfing contest known as the Quicksilver may be held for the first time since 2004. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was up a point today. The Nasdaq lost 4 points. This is NPR. Pakistani intelligence officials are saying a missile strike by a U.S. drone has killed at least 3 people in the troubled northwestern tribal region near the Afghan border. Officials say the missiles destroyed a car carrying 3 people believed to be militants in an area of North Waziristan. The strike is believed to be the first by the U.S. since a speech last week by President Obama announcing plans to send another 30,000 troops to Afghanistan. More opposition demonstrations today in the streets of Tehran and other Iranian cities. NPR's Mike Schuster reports.
It is National Student Day, and the Iranian opposition has used this and other public holidays to continue protests against the Iranian government. Thousands of students rallied initially at Tehran's universities, then they spilled out into the streets of the capital. The marchers cried death to the dictator and tore down posters of Iran's President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad and its supreme leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. Demonstrations were also reported in other cities, including Isfahan, Shiraz, and Mashhad. The protesters were met by thousands of street militia and riot police deployed outside university gates and at strategic points in Tehran's center. Security forces used tear gas, stun guns, and electrified truncheons to disperse the crowds. There were reports that some militia fired live rounds at the protesters. Mike Schuster, NPR News.
Federal trade officials have reportedly ended their review of the proposed acquisition of Burlington Northern Santa Fe Railroad by billionaire investor Warren Buffett. Buffett, through his Berkshire Hathaway investment arm, has agreed to pay $26.3 billion for the 77.4% of Burlington Northern he did not already own. It's the biggest purchase ever for Buffett's holding company, which is based in Omaha, Nebraska. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News, in Washington.